I'm Andy Cambridge.
Cambridge is the heart of parade staple Beanpole.
I think definitely one of my favorite moments is coming around the corner at the square. I'm often off the ground, or even if I'm not, and seeing all those cheering people, and then seeing the, you know, the grandstand where they're reading some of our copy, and they love us. I mean, they crack jokes with us. That, you know, they have fun. And so it's that moment. I think if I had to choose one that I know is going to happen, it's that moment where you're kind of go around the corner into the square, and I'm like, yeah, this is Bloomington.
Celebrate our independence. The god of pointless behavior explores the streets of its hometown. 2014 marks the 19th year of Beanpole's entry in the Bloomington 4th of July parade. Remember that as you explore Bloomington, not everything has to make sense. Beanpole, everybody.
I'm standing in Cambridge's childhood garage a few days before this year's 4th of July parade. He's painting and cutting wood. He's putting together a large tower for the Beanpole parade float.
My garage is the Beanpole National Headquarters, and it's filled with wood from years and years past. And the stationary bike we've used two or three times, you know, we put that on top of a float once, because the idea of having a stationary bike on top of something is not something you've ever seen.
You may be thinking, what is Beanpole?
The need to nail it down on what it exactly is never something that we've set out to do. It's an organization. It's a group. It's a concept. It's all of these things. I mean, I think it lands on all of them. So if you are confused at the end of that definition, it means that I've explained what we're doing pretty well.
Perhaps the best thing to do is look at the origin of Beanpole.
The first float we ever made, we made in the middle of the year and then didn't know what to do with. We just literally built a float for no apparent reason and had a float and wheeled it down the road a couple times and thought, what could we do with this? Where could we take it? Then it presented itself, the parade, and we'd had those feelings about needing to get more of the community involved with some creativity and effort. We put a lot of effort into it, and we don't do it to impress anyone. We do it because we want to create something, and then we get to share it.
Cambridge lived in Bloomington for many years, but now he lives in California. He makes the long trek back to Bloomington each year to be in the parade.
I love the parade. I've always loved the parade. And when I was growing up, there was a lot of creative stuff. I specifically remember an older gentleman who would go down the road on a unicycle, spinning a plate on a stick and bouncing a basketball. And he was there for years and years and years. And so that was always one of the favorites. You know, you had community organizations. And then as years went along, the tone changed. You didn't have him anymore. You had a bunch of politicians. You had a bunch of trucks with logos on the side. It was kind of in reaction to that that we wanted to get involved, because we didn't have an agenda. We just wanted to share something fun and be part of a unique event. I think as the evolution of the thought of Beanpole and the experiences of Beanpole have happened, more of those concepts of freedom and expression have been brought out by others and by self-examination, when really we just went out to create something. I love going down the street July 4th, whatever we've created, you know, be it a giant brick chair or a giant tower like we're working on this year, or just, you know, a bunch of netting with weird stuff hung into it. You know, that's patriotic, because it's just expression. It's just fun.
For WFIU Arts, I'm James Gray.